trying to do a little bit of a coffee house setting here in the Village Center tonight, which means, you know, it's not the formal situation where you can't laugh and you can't get up and leave if you want to. And we have refreshments, apple cider over here for 40 cents. And then down in the pool hall, the usual great deals in of cranberry juice and lemonade. There's free popcorn, I guess, on your tables. Coffee and tea is free over here. On the buffet, we have some leftover soup. Okay. Just to give you an idea of the framework, we're going to, this should last anywhere between like an hour and an hour and a half. I'm going to start out and play about 20 minutes. Then Tom Witt will join me for a number, and then he'll play some pretty nice piano for 20 minutes. And then Karen Bruner from Bainbridge will be playing Celtic folk music. She's the event of the night, playing Celtic harp, penny whistle, flute, and voice, music from the British Isles and America. I'm going to start out with a song written in 1932 by a man named Billy Mayhew. It started out as a waltz, and then somewhere, I think, in the 40s, it was turned into a swing. Okay. It's called It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. Just be sure when you say I love you, it's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just 'cause those words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. And if you break my heart, I'll cry. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie. Yes, I do. I love you. And if you break my heart, I'll cry. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie. It's a sin to tell a lie. Thank you.
It is a dance we do in silence, far below this morning sun. You in your life, me in mine, we have begun. There we stand, and without speaking, draw the water from the well. We stare beyond the plains to where the mountains lie so still. And it's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find this peace among your people in the sun. Where the families work the land as they have always done. Oh, it's so far the other way, my country's gone. Across my home has grown the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand. Though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance and a woman's smile to learn that my heart remains among them, and to them I must return. And it's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find you here among your people in the sun. Where your children will be born, and you'll watch them as they run. Oh, it's so far the other way, my life is gone. If you look for me, Maria, you will find me in the shade, wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. If you come to me, Maria, I will show you what I have made. It's a picture for Our Lady of the Well.
That song's by Jackson Browne. This song is by Leonard Cohen.
The Sisters of Mercy, they are not departed or gone. They came to me when I thought that I just can't go on. They brought me their comfort, and later they brought me their song. I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. Must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, and soon it comes round to your soul. I've been where you're hanging, and I think I can see how you're pinned. When you're not feeling holy, Your loneliness says that you've sinned. They lay down beside me, I made my confession to them. They touched both my eyes, and I touched the dew on their hem. If your life is a leaf that the seasons tear off and condemn, they'll bind you with love that is graceful and green as the stem. They were sleeping, I hope you run into them soon. Don't turn on the light, you can read their address by the moon. And it won't make me jealous if I hear that they've sweetened your night. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right.
Okay, we're going to change the pace a little bit and play you a song that I made up. I spent about a year of my life as a street performer in San Diego, California, mostly. I know there's a lot of people here from Del Mar right now. So there's some local places like Burt's on Broadway downtown and Ocean Beach, and there's some places you'll probably recognize if you're from that area. Literally half my income during that year was in 25-cent pieces. The rest was in dimes and in nickels and in dollar bills and occasional fives and 20s, but very rare. Mostly quarters. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. Those quarters gonna. This song made me a lot of money too, believe it or not. Paul gets a clear 20%. Anyway, it rained all week. I didn't work too hard today. Don't need to tell me sitting round this corridor playing on my guitar. Don't pay still, it's round 6:30. I find myself sitting on the 7B headed downtown to a dive cafe. Burt's on Broadway. Bert's is having a macaroni and cheese special. All the macaroni and cheese you can eat and all the asbestos-filled water you can drink for only $1.25. I think I got it here. Just 5 quarters gonna get me through this rainy day. All the offerings spent here at this at Herman's house. Do not go to Herman's house. They go outside of Herman's house. Anyway. It was a Friday night in Ocean Beach, California, and about 11:30 at night, me and my friend went down to the Strand Theater in Ocean Beach, and people were starting to line up to go in to see the midnight showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We played for them that night. We met all kinds of strange people. They were all dressed up. This one guy was wearing a cape. He was followed by his 9 little children. I think they were his. They were all wearing capes. Each of them had a piece of toast in one hand and a quarter in the other. They all drop a quarter in my case, and I said, "Good God, I didn't know I had that much good karma in the bank. Thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now." This is the sing-along. "Thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now. Thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now. Thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now. Thought I was overdrawn. No, I'm overdrawn now." Well, I heard somewhere that money corrupts, and so looking at this good fortune in front of me, I thought I better think about how to spend it, not just rush off to the nearest Burger King. And so I thought, and I thought some more, and I thought, and I thought some more. Finally I decide, gonna take those quarters downtown, gonna get me on a Greyhound, gonna take a ride, gonna go and see my sweet Maureen. Maureen, my Marine, she lives in Oceanside, Camp Pendleton. Maureen, my Marine, you should have seen her before she cut her hair. She was a sight to behold before she traded her pom-poms in for a pistol, a head cheerleader. Well, this is about 5 years ago, and it was in the middle of what our history books will probably call the Iranian crisis. At least that's what the newspapers were calling it at the time. It was a time when the Iranians were accusing American spies of being American spies, and they threw a bunch of people in jail, some of them who were American spies and some who were not. They held them for quite some time, 400 and something days. Then they let them go. Nobody was hurt, but a lot of people I knew, and including Maureen, were a little upset about this. I think the atmosphere of Camp Pendleton had rubbed off on her. The bus pulls up to that Greyhound station. There's Maureen with an Iranians Go Home bumper sticker plastered on her Marine hat. This is one of these excursion round trip deals, so I just stayed on the bus, rode it back to San Diego. Got off downtown, was promptly greeted by a man in a used polyester lime green suit with a white belt, selling me copies of the Watchtower magazine for 25 cents. Now that was a medium that I understood, so I bought me a copy. I read it cover to cover. And I, see what I do. Oh, on the back page there was this advertisement, seemed a little out of place. It was for Safeway. Safeway was having an Oro wheat berry bread special. 4 loaves of Oro wheat berry bread for 99 cents. That's a pretty good deal. Just a little under a quarter a loaf. And wheat berry bread's one of my favorites. It's the kind that warns you before it's time to come out of the toaster, you know. If your toaster doesn't work too good, it starts popping. And if you don't get it right before the, you know, right after it starts popping, it's going to burn on you. You know that. Those wheat berries start popping, it's pretty soon the smoke alarm's going to go off if you don't get it out of there. Well, by Safeway didn't open until 9 a.m. Me and my buddy showed up around 7:30. By 8 o'clock, the parking lot was full. People were lined up and down the street waiting to get in and buy that wheat berry bread. They were pushing and shoving, cutting in line. For a minute, I thought I was in the third world or something. They were getting so panicky about bread. Well, by 10:30, all the oil wheat berry bread was gone, and we had a whole banjo case full of quarters. It's those quarters that are gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. It's those quarters gonna get me through. And you're probably wondering how long this guy can play two chords and get away with it. And for 25 cents, I'll stop. Thank you. I'd like to introduce the next act now. Mr. Tom Witt, piano player extraordinaire. He's going to join me for a song, and then he'll take over. This is a song I made up early in life, and for those of you who met my father when he was up here in the winter, this isn't his favorite song. Mama was a barmaid, my daddy was a drunk. Why do people always laugh at that part? We gotta start over. I mean, it's a sad story. My mama was a barmaid, my daddy was a drunk. They didn't go in for all that pay rental funk, so they stuck me here and drove away in their Malibu. Nice car. I got to sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blues. I don't know how I got here. I don't know where I've been. All I know right now is a sorry state my poor tummy's in. Hurts me bad. Don't know what I'm gonna do. I got to sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blues. I heard that guy coming on the Chronicle route. Just before he hit me, I heard the paper boy shout. He said, "Look out, baby, I'm gonna hit you with the morning news." I've got to sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blues. Extra, extra, read all about the news. And take it away, Tom.
life looks pretty mean. You know, if I had my way, I'd split this crazy scene. But I can't walk, I can't talk. I think I'm coming down with a 3-day flu, and I'm only on my second day. I've got the sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket. Got the sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket. I've got the sitting on a doorstep in a baby basket blues.
Thank you.
You might have guessed my name is Tom Witt. I wanted to let you know I spent a year of my life as a street musician, living mostly off of $10 and $20 bills. And this song is called Those 20 is Gonna Keep Me Going, and I hope my brother will do at least as well for me as he did for Rolf. I don't know. No, I'm going to start with a song that's called two songs together, a shorter one and a longer one. The first one is written by an ex-Holden staffer, Paul Gaucher, and it's called DeVore, named after DeVore Pass, not too far from here. And immediately following it is a song that I wrote called April Song. Next is a song that was a song by Liz Story entitled Devotion, and this one's called Bittersweet, written by myself. Thank you.
of you know that I like to play hymns from the LBW.
And I only have time for three short ones tonight. The first one is a familiar one, Now Thank We All Our God. The second one is not so familiar to you, probably. It's number 563, For the Fruit of All Creation. And I'll close with For All the Saints, for all our friends from Valparaiso. Thank you.